Well, good morning. Thank you for joining with us for another morning devotional from Bally Baptist Church. I trust you're well and keeping safe and virus free. This morning is Saturday, the 11th of July, and that date holds a lot of significance for those of us who live in Northern Ireland. In normal days, outside the coronavirus lockdown, the bonfires would be built around our province, towering maybe 100 feet into the air. Sometimes they're a feat of engineering, and made up of wooden pallets and sadly tires and old furniture stacked high. And then tonight the fires would be lit as the Protestant loyalist tradition in Northern Ireland celebrate the victory of the Battle of the Boyne in 1690, when the Protestant William of Orange defeated the Catholic James II at the Valley of Boyne, about halfway between Dundalk and Dublin. And that victory changed the course of Irish history right to this day. Are the bonfires that normally would be lit tonight, and the street parties and the parades, are they a religious celebration or a cultural celebration or a sectarian celebration? And of course, the answer to that question is varied depending on your cultural background and your religious affiliation. I know what you're thinking, Pastor, this is not much like a spiritual devotional. Well, this 11th of July, I want to show you a parallel that is found in the Word of God. I want to read to you from 2 Corinthians chapter 2. The Apostle Paul is writing to the church at Corinth, and he says this in 2 Corinthians 2, verse 14. Now thanks be to God, which always causeth us to triumph in Christ, and maketh manifest the savour of his knowledge by us in every place. For we are unto God a sweet savour of Christ in them that are saved and in them that perish. To the one we are the savour of death unto death, and to the other the savour of life unto life. And who is sufficient for these things? Ending a reading at verse 16. The triumph that Paul mentions in verse 14 was a very specific thing in Roman culture. It was a very special event. It was a celebration of Roman military life. Indeed, it was the highest honour that could be given to any Roman commander-in-chief. To qualify for this special celebration, this triumph, as it was called, seven conditions had to be met. First of all, it was only available to a full commander-in-chief. You had to be of that rank to qualify. Secondly, you had to be engaged in a war that was not a civil war. Thirdly, the operation had to be on foreign soil. Fourthly, the new territory had to be gained for the Roman Empire. Five, all the troops that you took with you had to be brought safely home. Number six, you must have slain 10,000 of the enemy in a single engagement. And then seventh, you must have captured ships or great spoil from the enemy. So you will appreciate that not very many commanders were able to have this very famous triumph parade. It was a rare event in Rome that a commander-in-chief fulfilled all the seven criteria. Such a parade was spectacular. Imagine, if you will, that you're on the Via Sacra, the main road in ancient Rome. It's AD 50 or thereabouts, and you're patiently waiting for this special parade. And then it starts. First of all, there is a group come in white. They're senators and heads of state, and the thousands of people applaud and clap. Secondly, there's a group of men carrying models of the cities that were destroyed in the campaign. Thirdly, a group of men carrying banners depicting the battle scenes. And then fourthly, there was girls that came dressed in white, leading a white bull that would be sacrificed as part of the celebrations. After the bull, there was a sad group of men, prisoners, torn clothes, linked by chains. And before the end of the day, they would either be killed or sold as slaves. And then came the captured generals, humiliated and defeated. This was their death march. And then after them came the priests, dressed in white, each carrying a silver incense burner, which they swung rhythmically, and the sweet, heavy odour filled the streets. Next comes the band. Everybody loves a band, eh? And then after the band came the highlight. It was the conqueror, the commander-in-chief, in his chariot with his armour gleaming, and a slave standing behind him, holding aloft a laurel wreath above his head. The crowd roars, "This is the victor." Behind him walk his proud family, and after the family, the victorious army, with their tunics and brass all gleaming. The heavy smell of the incense from the priest's incense burners was heavy in the crowd and the victors. It was the smell of life and victory and honour, but to the defeated army it was the aroma of death. The triumph. Now, with that imagery in mind, let's read those verses again in 2 Corinthians 2, verse 14. "Now thanks be unto God, which always causes us to triumph in Christ, and maketh manifest the savour of his knowledge by us in every place. For we are unto God a sweet savour of Christ, in them that are saved and in them that perish. To the one we are the savour of death unto death, and to the other the savour of life unto life. And who is sufficient for these things?" The Apostle Paul is saying to us as Christians that we are marching in the triumph following our victorious conqueror, Jesus Christ. He has defeated the enemy. And as we follow him, he says we are like the aroma of Christ. In our 11th and 12th of July celebrations, to some it is rejoicing and glorious, but at the same time to others it speaks of sadness and dishonor and defeat. Remember today, as God's children saved by grace, we walk in the triumph. We walk in the victory parade. It is not sad, but joyful. It is not defeat, but victory. It is not bondage, but freedom. In the words of Paul writing to the Romans in chapter 8, verse 37, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. Of course, the question could be asked, how can you be more than a conqueror? Surely if you're a conqueror, that's all you could be. But we're more than conquerors. Well, a conqueror had to risk his life and had to fight to win the day. But we are conquerors, but we didn't have to fight. The victory was won at Calvary. The Lord Jesus paid the price and fought the battle and won the victory. And we are more than conquerors because we walk without even having to fight. We rest in his victory. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 57 says, "Thanks be unto God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." Today, don't live like a defeated, crushed, apologetic Christian life. Walk as conquerors. Walk in the triumph today. We will be live streaming from Bali Baptist Church tomorrow, God willing, at 11:30 in the morning and 6:30 in the evening. Please join with us if you can. Stay safe and walk as conquerors. Let's pray together. Our Heavenly Father, we do thank you for this imagery that the Apostle Paul uses in 2 Corinthians chapter 2, walking in the triumph parade. We thank you for our victor, Jesus Christ. We thank you that in him we are more than conquerors. Father, forgive us for the days whenever we walk as if we're the defeated enemy, as if we're heading for slavery or death. We walk as if we're the defeated foe. But Father, we should be marching with head high, marching with our armor gleaming, marching in the victory celebrations. Father, we thank you that we are as an aroma of Christ to those that are saved. And as people look at us, we're the aroma of death to those who don't believe. But Father, we pray that you'll help us to live that victorious life today. Father, we pray for our loved ones who are not in that victory parade. They're not saved. We pray for them today. We pray for our loved ones. Keep them safe, we pray, at this time of coronavirus. We pray for our health service, our doctors, our nurses and carers and all that are in the front line of this pandemic. Father, give wisdom to those who care for those who are needy. Father, we remember those who have been bereaved in recent days. We pray for them again. And we ask that you will encourage them today, that you will be their help and strength. But most of all, we thank you for the Lord Jesus, our victor, the one who won the victory and won the prize. And we follow in his footsteps. We raise him as our conqueror and king. And we thank you that he is our saviour. So, Father, bless us today. Keep us safe. Undertake for the fellowship tomorrow as we meet together. Bless your word. And Father, we pray that we will be fed from the finest of the wheat. So Father, we commit our lives afresh to thee. Bless us today. Bless all that are listening, for we do ask it, giving thanks in the Saviour's name. Amen. Amen, folks. God bless you.